I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast, coming soon. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. All right, cool. Hey, this is Al John and Kristen here at the Disney List, and this is our live show. Trying something a little bit different this time out. Gonna see if we can actually do this. Let's see. Give us a like. Can you see? Can you see it? I hope so. All right. Hey, Lindsay, what's up? We're trying something different. Hey, Gail. So we're only broadcasting in live chat, chat room, where yes, you can give us your hearts and you can give us the happiness and the emojis and all that cool stuff. And we're only doing it from our page this time. We're not multi-streaming. And then we're also able to share our page screenshot with you too. So when we look at pictures, of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to, you know, on demand, you're not going to be able to see it, right? All right. So this would just say, you know, tune in live every Sunday night. We try to go live every Sunday night for the Disney List recording of our show for Sorcerer Radio every Sunday around 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock Central Time. I don't even know what time zone I'm in.
It may change.
Yeah, though. It could change. Hey, by the way, does this music remind you of Las Vegas?
No, it reminds me of a dance club.
Okay, I was going to say this totally reminds me of Las Vegas. I don't know why.
Been to Las Vegas in a long time, though.
I have got some serious, serious jonesing. Like, I'm jonesing to go to Las Vegas, gang. I used to go to Las Vegas every single year, and I would be there for like a week and a half for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. And I miss Las Vegas. I miss it. I miss traveling. I miss going to Disney. I miss going to Anaheim for my trade show and all that. I just miss being a human being. Can I just say that? I miss being a human being.
You miss socializing.
Yes. I miss all of that. Hey, gang. Hey, I'd like to say hey, Joan. Hey, Gail. Hey, Lindsay in the chat. If you're in the chat, say hey to us. Let us know what you're doing. What is our topic tonight, Kristen?
We are ranking the Walt Disney World, villas.
Nice. All right. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get this show started. Yes.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
What an imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City,
it's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
The Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. Welcome back to the Disney List, where we count them down. We count down. We rank things. We share a list of Disney tips and tricks and hacks, ways for you to save money. Because we absolutely love the Disney life. The Disney life. Hashtag Disney life. Kristen, what hashtag would you like to start trending?
Lush life.
Lush life. Hashtag lush life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby. So, Aljon Go here. Thanks for hanging out with us. We go live on Facebook. We're also doing this on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Celebrating 20 years at Sorcerer Radio. And we love the crew at Sorcerer Radio, and we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot. When did we start listening to Sorcerer Radio, Kristen?
2007.
Really? I thought it was before then.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. To think that DJ Sorcy started the radio station in 2001, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So,
but you have to remember that he created that as a way for him to, that's what it was all about to begin with.
Exactly.
A way for him to hear Disney music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lindsay's joining us, of course. What up, Lindsay girl? Hey, I'm listening to y'all at Billing Hospital and Billing Hospital Charges, LOL. Hey, you know what? It's fun when you can listen while you work, you know? I love that. Sorcerer Radio, your at-work radio station. I love that. Another 2 hours of continuous soft rock favorites.
What?
I don't know. Speaking
of songs, though, I do have to mention something.
Go for it.
So I had Lilo and Stitch on a couple weeks ago in the house.
Yes.
And Boo, she likes to dance to, you know, anything. So I like that Hawaiian roller coaster ride. So I put that back on again. And she likes to dance to that one.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. She likes that song.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like it. It's fun. What are we talking about today, Kristen?
We are talking about the Walt Disney World Deluxe Villas.
Okay. So there are what? 12, 13 Deluxe Villas, something like that. So we're going to rank them. And they're a lot of fun. We've stayed at a few. Kristen's had the luxury of going to all of them except for that latest one that they just opened not too long ago, which is great. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But before we do, congratulations to Raya and the Last Dragon. I think they, you know, had a really soft opening at the box office as things kind of start opening here. I think they were like, you know, $8.7 million at the box office was like $21.7 globally or something like that. So they're number one, although last week or 2 weeks ago, Tom and Jerry actually had like a 21 box office. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think all that hype with the Super Bowl commercial and promoting the film really helped them out. But, you know, I was talking about it for the Skull Rock podcast with Dave Bossert this week that I co-host, that who knows how much money they spent on advertising that film and how much they're going to recuperate like after all their media expenses and promotional expenses, because
does it end up costing them?
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, at this point, you know, the Hollywood system's taking a little bit of a bath anyway, but let's be honest. They, a lot of them deserve it, you know? So, you know, it's all good, but I wish great things for Ryan the Last Dragon, because they have to, you know, they're representing, you know, Asian culture. Of course, I'm Filipino Chinese, so I I get into that, and the animation looks amazing. And I like the fact that Kelly Marie Tran and Awkwafina are in it. They're both great actresses in their own right. So I'm looking forward to that. Awkwafina is just hilarious. She was so funny in that Crazy Rich Asians, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was great.
She's hilarious. She's so good. And Kelly Marie Tran making a comeback. I love it. Probably a much better, more well-written role than she had in The Last Jedi. And basically was like forgotten about in The Rise of Skywalker. That was like pathetic. You know, she's like, she had like maybe one sentence in the entire film. Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
To have such a great character. And then they didn't do anything with Kelly Marie Tran and her relationship with Finn. That like went nowhere. Horrible. But anyway, another thing I think that it's worth mentioning, we are living in a post-WandaVision era right now. What did you think of the finale? No spoilers for WandaVision because, you know, we were told to not spoil the WandaVision ending because did you see their little video that they had on YouTube? Randall Park, WandaVision?
No, but okay. I will say make sure you watch all the way to the very, very end.
Yes.
Stay throughout all the different credits.
Yes, you must. And it is, I don't know where that video was, but they had this like, oh yeah, yeah. Don't spoil WandaVision, which is hilarious. So check this out.
Marvel Studios WandaVision.
I'm Kat Dennings and I play Darcy Lewis in Marvel Studios WandaVision.
Now, I want to talk to you about something very important to me.
We've all been there. You're talking with your friends or our coworkers or your family and you let it slip.
You weren't thinking, you just got excited.
I stand here today to represent all of these people in your life.
And to ask you, please.
Please.
Do not spoil WandaVision.
Remember when you first realized the...
It was created by...
Or maybe that scene where Wanda realizes that...
The sitcom side of the door? The scene where Wanda...
or the last episode when Vision discovered... Stuff like that.
So... Make sure to watch
Marvel Studios WandaVision,
now streaming on Disney Plus.
Because we all want to live happily ever after.
Just like...
Right?
I'm going to say one thing about Kat.
Yes.
Is that if they ever did a movie that featured Gwen Stefani in it, whatever it may be, she would have to play Gwen Stefani. There is nobody else that
she has that same voice, right?
She sounds similar to her. She looks similar to her. Like, she could pass off as like her sister.
Yeah, Kat, she is hilarious. She is hilarious. But I think the chemistry between, you know, the Jimmy Woo character, Randall Park, and her, Kat Dennings, is great. Like, that's like a great Marvel buddy, you know, buddy show in the making. Joan Crane, hello, Joan. She says, we're not familiar with any of the Marvel movies, but we still thought WandaVision was amazing. Yes. And Paul Hackenberth in the chat says, Darcy needs her own runoff show. Yeah. You know, like I said, spinoff, I'd see that. I totally see that. And let's be honest, right? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a spinoff. And it was, you know, I would say 75% great. I'll give it 75% great, you know. And what made it great? It was Phil Coulson and Agent May for me. The two of them are like my favorite characters. They were never annoying, you know, and I love, you know, the Phil Coulson. What a great character, you know, and I like Agent May. Well, I like Quake too. Quake was good. Quake was very good.
I like the
oh, shoot,
relationship they had set up of her and Coulson.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's just call it for what it is. You know, the scientists that got together, the, you know, the, shoot, now I'm having a complete brain freeze.
Leopold Fitz
and Simmons, Gemma Simmons, man, those two, it was just a great cast. They were a great cast. I missed that. And even Mac was a great addition, to the show in the later seasons, but, they're all great. And I would totally love to see them bring back canon and put Agent Phil Coulson in his, LMD, you know, life model decoy body there with Nick Fury over there at the SWORD headquarters up in space.
I wish they hadn't killed off Lincoln.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I wish they didn't kill off that that agent that ended up being the big bad. Now I'm having I'm just forgetting. It's been a long time, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. but anyway, yes, I love Darcy. Darcy's a great character. Jimmy Woo, Agent Jimmy Woo, awesome. They all need their own spinoff show. I agree. And Paul Hackenberg says it was decent, to be honest. Yeah, it was good. I think the fans, if you're like me, I listen to so many different podcasts and watch so many different YouTube fan pages about what could possibly be the ending, the surprise ending to WandaVision. It wasn't what I expected, but I was not disappointed. I think that, you know, it's hard to live up to the hype of some of these shows because, let's be honest, The Mandalorian season 2 finale was probably the most epic 5 minutes in all of television. It was, right? I mean, it was probably the most epic ending of any TV show that I've seen in quite some time. So, okay. That's all we're going to say about that. And it is Women's Month as well. Just a quick plug. We are celebrating Women's Month there on Skull Rock Podcast. And we are going to have, tomorrow when the podcast drops, we're going to have a Disney animator, Christy Maltese. And Christy worked on Beauty and the Beast, Kristen, one of your favorites, The Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, as well as Aladdin. And she was the background artist, and she was also art director for many of the Disney and Pixar films, including some of the stuff that she did for, what was it, Hotel Transylvania, right? She did a bunch of other films for DreamWorks and things like that. And she also worked on the Smurfs and Pebbles and Bam Bam, I think. What was the, you know? So she did a lot of stuff for Hanna-Barbera back in the early 80s and then with the studio. And she was just a great guest. So that kicks off Women's Month here in the month of March. And, you know, if you haven't checked out Skull Rock Podcast, I encourage you to do it. But she did some of the great backgrounds, Kristen, that you ended up purchasing as little collectible dioramas and things like that for your porcelain collection.
You know? Very cool.
So yeah, when you're talking about, you know, Beauty and the Beast and the well and all that background of the French village. Yeah, she did that.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, she's great. Absolutely. So anyway, here we go, Kristen. We are at topic time. Oh, my Las Vegas music kicking in. Las Vegas dance music. Kristen, what are we talking about now?
We are talking about the Walt Disney World Deluxe Villas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And there's so many. We've been going down the list, by the way. And thank you if you've just tuned in to the show on Sorcerer Radio, or if you're just finding us on demand for the first time. Thank you so much. And don't forget to like and subscribe and leave us those reviews for the Disney list. We love 5-star reviews, but you know, I hope we've deserved it after all these years. But we have a lot of resorts we talked about. A few weeks back in February, we talked about all the resorts. We had the
Value,
moderate, deluxe, and now we're here at the villas. And these deluxe villas and some of these grand villas are absolutely stunning. Amazing. Yes. So what makes a great villa, Kristen? I mean, you are a travel expert. You know, you help people on their trips. And by the way, you can email Kristen if you want her to book your next Disney trip at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
I am going to say this was the hardest category to do because all but three of these are resorts that you can stay at without being in the villas. So it made it really complicated to try and rank for that reason.
Gotcha.
I think it would have been easier if it was just the three resorts that are villas. But then you're missing out on like all these other places that are villas, but they're part of a big deluxe hotel.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, and you have Animal Kingdom on there twice.
Right, for two different places, you know, on their property. So let's share the screen. Let's tell people exactly what all the villas are, and we just give them a rundown, shall we?
I can do
that. Just give them a rundown. So here we go, Kristen. Let's just give a rundown of all the different resorts.
Okay. So you have Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, Old Key West Resort, Polynesian Villas and Bungalows, Bay Lake Tower, which is over at Disney's Contemporary, the villas at the Grand Floridian. There is Animal Kingdom Villas, Kidani Village. You also have Jamba House, Boardwalk Villas, Beach Club Villas, Boulder Ridge Villas, that's at Wilderness Lodge, as well as Copper Creek Villas and Cabins. And then you have Riviera Resort.
That is a lot, y'all. That's a lot. But the good news is we're doing the footwork for you, so you don't have to. You listen back to this podcast, and we'll let you know. Now, we have these ranked in certain places, you know, because of the particular style that we like. But let's be honest. If they have been newly refurbished and they have new furnishing, they have new carpeting, new furniture, more modern design look and aesthetic and feel with that new, you know, hotel room feel, guess what? They're going to rank ahead. And if they've been refurbished recently, Kristen will let you know. But honestly, I like nice, new, and fresh. What I don't like is some, you know, just outdated room with some stuff I don't like. But I mean, hey, that's just me.
And over the past 5 years, Disney has done a lot when it comes to, you know, expanding the deluxe villas as well as refurbing all of the older villas.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get things started with, what is this, number 13 technically?
Yes.
So we have here Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. The Wilderness Lodge, Kristen, I think sometimes flies under the radar, but it is just a really, really nice deluxe resort. And basically, you're recalling the 1860s railroad hotels of the American West. The Boulder Ridge Villas offer the comforts of home amid the rustic beauty of Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Dine on traditional Pacific Northwest cuisine, explore trails through lush meadows, and delight in enchanting Copper Creek Springs Pool. Just a breezy boat ride to the Magic Kingdom Park, this resort hotel celebrates the ethos of traditional craftsmanship and the great outdoors. And you can, of course, as I mentioned, the ferry is a great transportation option, the buses as well. It rates pretty highly, about 4.5 stars out of 5 through TripAdvisor. And the pools are great. They have storybook dining. This is a DVC resort as well. But I think most importantly, we can look at the rooms, especially their deluxe villas, which is our topic phase. So
you have the deluxe studio, a 1-bedroom villa, and a 2-bedroom villa is your option.
Yeah. So do you want to look at the 2-bedroom villa just to show people what that is all about? So yeah, let's just take a look. Let me see if I can bring this up there. You want to describe a little bit of what we're talking about here?
I'm going to say that as we're starting this list, that you can't go wrong at any of them. They're all amazing resorts, and so it is really hard to say which is, you know, how to rank these. But this one has more of that rustic, older style deluxe resort look to it. It doesn't quite look as modern. I do need to mention that when it comes to the style of resort that I prefer, I am more of a beach theme. So like things like the Boardwalk and Beach Club, Coronado Springs, you know, Riviera, those are more to my taste of style and design. Versus the other, I feel like the other resorts that you have, like Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, those are more of your rustic, outdoorsy kind of look. And I feel like Disney does either a more rustic look of a resort, or you have more of your beach type resort overall.
I would say that this room, in fact, the 2-bedroom deluxe villa is kind of dated about 15 years ago.
Yeah, as I said, it has an older deluxe look to it.
I mean, look at that backsplash. Look at that marble counter. It's just, you know, I mean, it's just dated. But look, it's super spacious. And if you live for that Wilderness Lodge look, hey, look, this is it. This is it for you, right? So, and that's not bad. And that's just a 2-room. They've got a deluxe studio as well. And you can see, you know, some of the deluxe studio. I'm just kind of scrolling through the look, but you can see that whole rustic, you know, Pacific Northwest feel that they're going for here, you know? So, but there it is. Number 13. We've got it here. Boulder Ridge Villas. Here we are at Saratoga Springs, Kristen.
Yes, the treehouse villas are unique to Saratoga Springs. You can't stay at them anywhere else. They hold, I want to say it's like 10 guests those hold.
Nice. I think they look great. And once again, the treehouse villas, I remember when they went back online and they were really, really fun. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved the fact that they were able to, you know, redo the tree houses from back in the day and give it that nice outdoorsy look. And I think they look really nice, you know.
Yeah.
They've got all the rustic hardware sinks. They've got all the wooded kind of natural wood, oak, furniture, things of that nature in there. Things of that nature. You see what I did there? Yeah. I'll be here all week. And they always have the stacked
washer and dryer,
yeah. Which is nice. I think another great thing about this, though, is the fact that if you do have a large family or whatnot, you've got that back porch area, you know, that deck. That deck is really supreme. Like, I really dig that deck. But anyway, and take a look once again, just a quick look at the, look how spacious that is.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And it does have that, some of that, you know, that rustic, you know,
also in the middle of the trees.
Yeah, it also has a little bit of this, you know, mid-century modern kind of aesthetic as well, with some of the furniture and the colors and everything. So it's very retro, Pacific Northwest, of course, again. So yeah, good stuff there. But that was our pick. If you are able to get the treehouse villa, it says 2 queen beds, 1 bunk bed, 1 twin size sleeper chair, and 1 queen size sleeper sofa. Sleeps up to 9 adults. Unique options include 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, and full kitchen elevated off the ground. So, wow. Cool, cool, cool stuff. Now we're up to, is this number 10?
11, right?
Number 11.
Number 11.
Okay. One of your favorite resorts, Kristen, Old Key West.
Yes, I just love the tropic feel of Old Key West. I will say it is the oldest of all of the deluxe resorts. It is the original Disney Vacation Club. I even have a mug from when it was the only vacation club at Walt Disney World. And it's you have a lot of greenery around you. It has the largest of the rooms. Like, if you're looking at just the studio or the one bedroom, they are larger than the other resorts because it was the first resort. And they always start and then they get smaller as time goes on and as places build. So that's why this has such large rooms. So if you are looking for more space, this is definitely a place to stay.
Absolutely. Experience the romance of the Florida Keys, at this tranquil community of Conch Flats. I'm not going to say Kokomo. A sprawling island hamlet with shimmering waterways, swaying palm trees, and manicured golf course fairways. Delight in sun-soaked pools, casual dining, such amenities as fully equipped kitchens or kitchenettes, a peaceful tropical paradise. Disney's Old Key West Resort is also just a boat ride away from your excitement at Disney Springs. Hey. And once again, ferries and bus transportation there. 4.5 out of 5 stars through TripAdvisor. So I like how they have the little ratings there for people. But once again, this is a deluxe villa. So I would think that people would be so down with that because they're really nice. And yes. They've been refurbished pretty recently, right? Mm-hmm. So
Disney, like I said, in the past 5 years, Disney has done a lot of refurbishments to its resorts, its villas especially, trying to make everything. I mean, it's been a big thing with Disney, mm-hmm. I would say, over the past 5 years or so, of really refurbishing everything. I mean, Coronado Springs has undergone 2 refurbishments in a short amount of time. Right. So,
and look how nice this is. That is just really, really nice looking. It's great when you go to a hotel, you save up, you do the grand villa or you do a 2-3 bedroom or studio villa. The villas, first of all, are just amazing. They're very nice and they make you feel like you're on vacation, right? It's not like, look, Kristen and I have told you in previous episodes, we'll go to Pop if we were just like, we just need a place to just crash because we're going to be at the parks just rocking and rolling, going through every, there was one or two trips that we did. It's like, we're going to do everything. We're going to do every attraction, every show. We're going to get every photo pass person to take our picture. Like, we just went crazy. That was like a week and a half crazy vacation, was it not? It was like, yes, week and a half, something like that. So it was just insane. And we went through, we hopped every resort. It was crazy. But if you can, and you book with Kristen specifically, like, you could do the villas, you could do the two or a studio, the studio villa, and just kick back and relax and look at how nice these rooms are, how yeah. spacious they are. This is just a really awesome look, and it all fits. It's completely moderned out. Look at those comfortable beds. My goodness. I could totally just do the whole bed, jump on the bed thing as soon as I go in.
And this is resort has, two. You have your choice of the studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedroom villas. I have stayed not at every resort the same things, but I've stayed in studios, one bedrooms, and three bedrooms. I've never done a two bedroom.
Yeah, this is nice. Even the deluxe studio looks amazing. And just for what you get, you know, the two beds, you've got the bath, and it's still really nice, gang. I mean, just look at it, you know? So
it has my kind of color scheme, dark wood with the aqua color.
Absolutely. It's fun, right?
Yes.
All right. Are we inching to the top 10 now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And we're here at the boardwalk. We'll be having fun at the boardwalk. And the boardwalk villas. Oh, now I'm singing, I guess. Timeless elegance meets old-fashioned charm at this waterfront resort hotel. Delight in saltwater taffy-colored cottages, private courtyards, and picturesque garden. Plus, the ragtime sounds and carnival pastimes of the exciting Coney Island-style boardwalk, which I love. At night, this resort is just outstanding.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. Isn't that some of the best things that you and I have done on vacations, is just go down the boardwalk and just walk down the fairway and just look at all of the different performers and all the lights and the sounds and the smells of all the great food?
Yeah.
I feel like going on vacation right now. I'm just so down with that, right? So this is reminiscent of the turn of the century Atlantic City Boardwalk, located within walking distance to both Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios. So you get there by foot if you can, but they also have the ferry rides to take you to those parks and those areas.
Skyliner.
Yep, they have the Skyliner, takes you straight away to Epcot, which is great. Of course, the buses as well. So yeah, this is part of the Skyliner line, which is nice. And it also has probably one of our top restaurants of all time on Walt Disney World property, Flying Fish. Yes. Also, Dave Bossert's one of his favorite restaurants that he said.
He did.
Cool. So, shall we take a look at some of the rooms?
Yes.
All right. What else do you like about this resort while I call up these photos?
The location being so close to Epcot is really nice, especially during something like Food and Wine. It's also great if you are looking at needing a break during the day from being at studios or at Epcot, being so close to them. You can easily take a break from your day and go back to the resort, and you're not, you know, you don't feel like you're wasting time traveling to and from.
Look at how nice this is. Once again, I love the hideaway beds, and this is just a look at the deluxe studio tour, and they also have the one room villa, and here's the two room villa. Like, look how nice that is. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
White's
great in. Thing is, you can get the ones with the balcony where you look right out over the boardwalk.
Yeah. I love the look of that. It's just really nice. The fold-out bed, the kind of, the white wood paneling. You've got that. It was really nice inviting those colors, the warm greens, mint colors, if you will, you know. That just looks like fun, right?
Blues and greens.
Blues, greens. Almost very spa-like.
Yes.
You know, so there you go. It's a lot of fun. I dig it. I dig it a lot. So anyway, that's just a look at Disney's Boardwalk Villas. Anything else that we want to mention here?
No.
Okay, let's move on here. This is Disney's Beach Club Villas.
And this, for a long time, was my favorite resort.
And why is that? Because it's beachy?
Because it's beachy. I like the colors that they use there. You literally are like right outside Epcot. It is the shortest walk to Epcot of anything. Being on the, I remember when you used to be able to actually go into the water along the beach.
Now you can't because of amoebas. You don't want to do that.
And not even that, but now they have it like with the barriers that ruin the little.
Oh, because of alligators. Because of alligators. Because
people anyway, go in when it says don't.
Don't go in there.
This stay has out a of cool the lakes. Pool.
Stay out of the lakes. I don't want to quote another podcast, but stay out of the lakes. Hey, this is a deluxe villa, of course. This is our show. It is in the Epcot Resort area and, of course, the Skyliner, which is wonderful. So take the Skyliner to Epcot or Hollywood Studios. It's just a few clicks away, and you'll be there in no time. Another great thing about this resort that I love, beaches and cream. Why do we love beaches and cream? Because you can get the kitchen sink.
Well, I think it's cool. They have a life-size shipwreck there.
This is true. Usually when we talk about shipwrecks, I look about Trader Sam's and, and look around and go, shipwreck, I want to get shipwrecked. I know, it's a family show. Also, TripAdvisor, a lot of people rate this 4.5 stars out of 5. So once again, not only a great DVC resort, a great resort, you know, for everybody, but super beachy. Once again, leisure, elegance, and romance abound at this charming New England-style beach hotel. An easy walking distance, as Kristen said, from Epcot, or a boat ride to DHS. You can enjoy the pool, spas, and lagoons of Stromalong Bay and the many amenities. Amenities shared with Disney's Yacht and Club Resort. Oh, man. Of all the years, of all the shows we've done together, yesterday I thought last week was challenging because I was doing the show by myself. And when you get used to doing a show with multiple people every week, it's fun. But when you do it by yourself, not as fun.
Well, at this resort, you have the studios, the one bedroom, and the two bedroom villas here.
Yes. Take a look at this. We're going to show some people here the screen. How nice is this? Take a look. I just want to go on vacation now. You got all that great beach club look. Once again, the white counters, the brand new stainless steel appliances they have there, marble counters, greens, the beachy sand walls.
That's a nice big tub.
Yeah, they have the nice standing tub. And the high wall for the tub, which is nice. And a fully enclosed glass shower.
Nice.
Which is nice. Yeah, just so much room to just spread your wings and just relax. Have a good time there at the villas. And I think if you've never stayed at a villa before, you should. You should give it a shot. And vacation without feeling confined or being claustrophobic. Because sometimes in those value resorts, they're great and everything. But if you've got a couple of you in there, it's nice to kind of spread out and just kind of leisurely walk around and enjoy the room that you're in. Relax. Welcome home. You're on vacation. Why not, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Let's move on to this next one. The Grand Flow, G-Flow in the His House, Kristen.
Yes.
And
do you want to just go in?
Sure. We could do that. And this resort, you can revel in the Victorian-style splendor and enjoy the comforts of home at this elegant Disney Resort Hotel. Stay in a stately deluxe studio or multi-bedroom villa. Indulge in luxurious massage at the full-service spa or receive grooming at the salon. Unwind outdoors as evening fireworks light up the sky over Cinderella's Castle. Just one stop from Magic Kingdom Park on the complimentary resort monorail. This timeless marvel invokes Palm Beach's golden era. So this is Magic Kingdom Resort. This is one of a lot of people's favorites just because of its location, proximity, just overall look. You've got the ferry, you've got the monorail line, you've got the bus transportation, Kristen.
The reason that I had to put this one above like the beach club and the boardwalk is it is the Grand Floridian. you know, and it sits right at Magic Kingdom. And you're on the monorail. And that's one of the things that everybody loves. And this resort has studios, one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedrooms.
Yeah. And everything else there at the resort is top notch. I mean, the Grand Floridian is the deluxe of deluxes. It's just an amazing, amazing resort. The people are always wonderful. And you can see here the overview of the entire resort hotel there. And look at this. This is what, the three bedroom or two bedroom villa, Kristen, I think.
I can't tell.
But yeah, look at that. That's great. Very, very, very Victorian. I was going to say it's very old, but very Victorian, but also clean and new, you know. And here we go. A splash at Alice in Wonderland pond there, you know, a little water play area.
Yes. Great. If you have little ones.
Yes.
Especially little ones that can't swim, because then they get splashed and get to play in the water.
Look at that. So this is a little peek at the deluxe studio, and you can see the Victorian styling of the bedroom. We've got here kind of the mahogany wood contrasting with what you see in the kitchen, which is kind of that, you know, the nice mint green and white. So yeah.
I guess what it really is, I like those cool tones when I'm on vacation. The blues, the greens, turquoises, things like that kind of color versus your yellows and oranges and warmer tones.
Yeah, this is definitely, it speaks to people that want that kind of, you know, that Victorian look. Yeah. It's definitely doesn't have the modern, you know, the modern aesthetic at its heart. But once again, still certainly a very, very cool place to stay. And especially if you like all the transportation options and the proximity to the different parks, this is a great resort for you. Grand Floridian, for sure.
Number six.
So here we are at Copper Creek Villas and Cabins at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. I think the Great Outdoors is great. I know that a lot of people, when they go on vacation, they love going to these type of rustic, you know, cabin type of areas. And you're definitely going to get this here at the Wilderness Lodge. Welcome to the idyllic retreat that evokes a rustic, elegant vibe. You see how I did that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect nod to the rich and pioneering heritage of the Pacific Northwest. Consider this your new go-to vacation base camp. Pining for the serene surroundings, just located around the river bend, right around the river bend from Magic Kingdom Park. Standout features include a full range of accommodations with modern amenities, from deluxe studios to a 26 waterfront cabins with wraparound porches. Very, very nice. Very nice. And by the way, you know, we talk about these villas. This is the deluxe resorts. You're gonna pay a pretty penny to
yes.
stay at these. Okay, if you didn't know that, now you know.
So your options here are the cabin, the studio.
Yeah, you want to take a look at the cabins. So this is really neat. The villas and cabins. And you look here, see some of this. You gotta love the cheesy background music. But look at that. I mean, windows.
I so like
the
all
light,
windows.
The natural light comes in. That's a very modern aesthetic, which is nice. And the rustic fire, the woods, a lot of nice overhead. Yeah.
What I like about this is it's not too rustic looking.
Right.
It's a clean, modern, rustic look with a lot of windows to bring in the light, so it doesn't have that darkness that like Boulder Ridge has.
Well, yeah, because Boulder Ridge is just an older design aesthetic. See, look at this bedroom. It just screams like modern, you know, from the way look at the Chippendale. But the natural light is such a great thing, and you don't realize how much you miss it until it's not there. Mm-hmm. And by having so much of the room and your pool, if you happen to have an indoor pool, that just is amazing, you know, just to have. What a great look. And you can see how at night, how nicely illuminated that is leading up to your cabin, I guess.
I want to know where outside Disney you can stay at a cabin kind of like that, because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. I mean, look, you have the entire family, if you're doing one of those great family vacations, and you have different generations come in, everyone can stake their claim to their spot. They can have breakfast and coffee and sit outside or hang by the pool. There's just so many different places here that you can absolutely relax and fall in love and just hang out, you know, with the entire family. So I love it. Very nice. Bay Lake Tower, another great resort.
And we've stayed in the three bedrooms here.
We love it. Warm luxury meets modern elegance at this lakeside resort hotel located at walking distance from Magic Kingdom. Delight in studios and multi-bedroom villas, kitchens or kitchenettes, and dramatic views that may include old-growth cypress trees, the shimmering Bay Lake, the lush courtyard, or Cinderella Castle. Enjoy enchanting pools and award-winning dining, plus the extensive offerings of Disney's contemporary resort connected by the convenient Skyway Bridge, which we've walked around many, many times, Kristen.
Yes,
many
we times. Have.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, this is the Magic Resort, Magic Kingdom Resort area. I thought this table was going to fall over.
No, sorry.
That would have been tragic, y'all. But once again, 4 out of 5 stars. Tons of people stay there, left their reviews. But ferry, bus, and monorail. So
can walk to the Magic Kingdom. The only resort you can walk to the Magic Kingdom.
Indeed. Indeed.
That kind of helps with where this one gets ranked.
Right. And we
enjoyed it. And you can view the fireworks.
And we enjoyed this really very, very much. And we stayed at the Grand Villa. So good. So good. What would you like to add to this, Kristen?
Let's see. It has an amazing view of the fireworks.
Yeah, we like the fireworks. And the great thing about Bay Lake Tower, it is a very modern aesthetic.
Very clean.
Very clean.
Neat lines.
Yep. Neat lines. Just enough natural light in there. But if you're, I don't know, I feel like if you like the modern aesthetic or you're a business traveler that's used to those type of clean lines and brushed metal looks and things of that nature, you're really going to like this resort. Or if your kids have that nice, like that aesthetic as well. And you can see here just some of the looks of the rooms. This right here is a studio room. And of course, you can see here
you've got great restaurants over in the main contemporary building. So, I mean, you just walk over there and you've got places to drink, your pool, you've got California Grill, Chef Mickey's. I mean,
I feel like staying here reminds me of staying at one of the modern Marriotts.
Yeah.
The Marriott, really nice Marriott, just from the looks of it. Just looks real. Anyway, that's Bay Lake Tower, y'all. Bay Lake Tower. We've got 4 more left. 4 more left, Kristen.
Yep.
Can you believe it? So here we are at Disney's Riviera Resort.
This is the newest.
It's got the new resort smell. Enchantment awaits you at this resort hotel inspired by Europe and imagined by Disney. Here, you can delight in exhilarating activities, delectable dining, and stylish accommodations from cozy tower studios to spacious villas with up to 3 bedrooms. This right here is so new. Only 90 reviews so far, but they've all been very positive.
Skyliner here.
Skyliner, bing, as well as the buses, of course. And they have a place here, I think, that one of our podcast listeners is going to. I think Kate mentioned that she's going to be having Topolino's for the first time. I guess she's going over there to have Topolino's this weekend or next weekend, something like that, which is nice, which is brand new.
Take pictures for me.
All right, Kate, take pictures. Hope you take some pictures. You better text her and tell her. need some photos of all the great food in the entire restaurant. But being that this is new, Kristen, and we've never stayed there, but you had an opportunity to visit there. Have you not?
I have not. No.
Oh, you know, haven't yet?
No, because it wasn't ready for anybody to go into it.
Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it.
And then we got to 2020.
And then 2020 had
it. Yep.
So this is a look at their 1-bedroom villa, preferred view. And look how bright and nice that looks.
Oh, yeah.
Super bright. I love the wide open space, the open floor. You know, it looks so good because you don't feel, blocked in at all, And that resort is just absolutely amazing looking. Look at that. Look at that. Just really nice, inviting, super modern, but yet has a lot of personality. At Topolino's, look at that. I'd love to go have dinner at Topolino's during, during fireworks, right? So cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep. It is on my list of places. Very beautiful.
Well, here we are. The top three. Who's it going to be?
Okay.
Well, two. I guess it's the top two.
Number three and number two are tied at the same place because it's kind of the same.
We are talking about Disney's Animal Kingdom, Kindandi Village, as well as Jumbo House, as we continue our discussion on our ranking of our favorite Walt Disney World Resort deluxe villas. And here you can escape on your own African safari adventure with this magnificent resort hotel inspired by the traditional African kraal. The horseshoe curved design offers exquisite views of lush savannas where over 30 species of African wildlife freely roam. Delight in dazzling pool areas, exciting animal programs, and all the comforts of home in our spacious studios and multi-bedroom villas. Yeah, I love it. And
we've stayed at the three-bedroom here as well.
Yes. Plenty of people stayed here, nearly five stars out of this. It's a wonderful resort. As we mentioned in the overview, a lot of animals and one of our several of our favorite restaurants, Kristen.
Like Sanaa.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we stayed at Kindandi Village when we were there on that side instead of Jumbo House.
Nice.
We ate at Sanaa, of course, because you got to do
the bread service. One of the most amazing things ever.
And what ranks this so high because it is off the beaten path being an Animal Kingdom resort, but you can't beat looking out your window and seeing live animals roaming that aren't squirrels and birds and other things that you normally see. I mean, where else are you going to go and in the United States and see giraffes and zebras and other animals like that outside your window?
Right. It's not the newest in terms of decor per se.
And it's very rustic looking.
It's rustic looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you can see here on, the overview, but it's still very, very nice. And it does have the theming that you would expect from Disney's Animal Kingdom Village in the whole villas and the whole African, look and aesthetic.
We had a great time when we stayed there.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I haven't been to South Africa, which I think this is a lot of it is based on that. I know Joe Rohde would be rolling around right now, but I've been to Northern Africa, Africa. It's cool. Looks nice. It's the way you kind of picture it to be, So I really dig it. And I think one of the coolest things about it is the fact whether you stay at Jumbo House or you stay at Kindandi Village is the fact that you can request a savanna view.
You can't request. You can book a savanna view.
Oh, yes. Book it. Yes, Kristen. Thank you. One queen bed, one double-sized sleeper sofa, sleeps up to four adults, and that's the deluxe studio savanna view. But compare that to a three-bedroom grand villa that we stayed at.
Yes.
Okay, which was one king bed, four queen beds, one queen size sleeper sofa, sleeps up to 12 adults, upstairs and downstairs, y'all. Upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs.
I will say, talking about this in Bay Lake Tower, it really makes me miss the fact that Tony from Disney Parks Podcast no longer is DVC, because he was the reason we got to stay in the three bedrooms. He was DVC, and he would invite John and Park Hopper Sid and our friends Robin and Robin and us. We would all get to stay and hang out for the weekend, and it was amazing. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
and with great friends.
And we would do and we would do a meetup, and we would do live streaming from there, and it was just a lot of fun. I mean, it was just some of the best times that you could have at Disney, because not only you're staying at an amazing resort, but you're surrounded by friends. And that's really what it's all about. We had such a great time there. So, Kristen, we're at number one, winding things down. Can you believe it? Sound the drum. We're at what?
Disney's Polynesian Villas and bungalows. Bungalows is what gets you here.
Bungalows is what gets us. Escape to an enchanting oasis of swaying palms, tropical surroundings, and an island ambiance that evokes the language spirit of South Pacific. Disney's Polynesian and villas and bungalows makes its home at one of the original and legendary Walt Disney Worlds. So, man, I totally butchered that. Guys, gals, please forgive me.
And this is your rustic tropical resort.
Rustic tropical, yeah. I mean, everything looks like you're hanging out in the tiki room, right? You know, the original island escape. And this is on the monorail line, so this is great. So I love all that. And the ferries and the water transportation, the bus transportation. It's great. And
amazing food.
Amazing food, y'all.
Ohana.
Yes.
And the Polynesian luau, which we love.
Trader Sam's. For all the drinks.
Mm-hmm. Kona Cafe. Yep.
Can't be beat. Who doesn't want to stay in Hawaii or in a Polynesian style resort? And once again, Kristen, how did they get here? They got here
because the bungalows.
Of the bungalows. Let's show some photos. Yeah, Joan says, we love the tiki room look. Of course you do. Who doesn't? We do too. At Disney's Polynesian Resort and Villas, the bungalows, you can see all the great, how new and cool is this? Natural light. I love the natural light. So spacious. It's got the orange, the browns, the ocean colors, everything there. Nice open spaces, brand new furniture, all the great amenities, a complimentary backsplash with a nice, Hawaiian themed woods, dark woods contrasted with the basket weave, you know, kind of design of the some of the furniture, the nice Hawaiian blues, you know.
I love at this resort, awesome. You have those cool tones mixed in with your warm tones. You have not just your oranges and yellows and reds, but then you also have the blues and greens that they brought into the decor. So you just have a little bit of everything for somebody.
Absolutely. Color-wise.
I mean, because again, you've got your rustic and your beach put together.
And you have this amazing outdoor deck that is right there on the lagoon. Like, how can you not love that?
I'd want to leave my room while I was there.
No, it's awesome. And you could just open up the dual doors, the window into, you know, the lagoon and just hang out and just have the fake tropical Florida breeze. You know, that bungalow breeze coming into the house, you know, coming into the bungalow. And it just, look at that backsplash. Isn't that gorgeous? And you have all the little, the tiki cups and mugs there hanging out.
Uh-huh.
All the brushed, all the new brushed chrome, appliances and everything. And look at that. That's really what gets you there.
Yeah.
Is that outdoor, the bungalow deck.
Think what a great tan you can get laying out there with the reflection of the water. But I'm going to tell you, if you do that, don't forget, if you burn easily, you need to wear your sunscreen.
You must wear sunscreen. At night, it just looks so good. If you're traveling by ferry and you come across this and you see the tiki torches out, doesn't that just scream like...
And look, you have your own little hot tub there.
Shoot, this is...
That's where you stay when you're on your honeymoon.
Yes. Lindsay says, and you can mail a coconut to people. Yes, you can mail a coconut to people. Yes, this is great. I would totally hang out here with a Lapu Lapu from Trader Sam's. Yes. I just hang out. Enjoy my rum and pineapple in a pineapple cup made by, a hollowed out pineapple. That's where I'd be. I can't believe it, guys. I feel like we've done so much. You know, we've had to restart the show 3 times. But, what can I say? What can I say, Kristen? What can I say that hasn't already been said? But we can say this. Show's over. Show's over. And we're glad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord. No, we're back.
Okay, good.
Okay, new technology, sometimes not the best, but... We're going to go ahead and sign off, gang. Thank you so much for joining us on this show. Kristen, what do you have to talk about? Because Dining at Disney is just blowing up. You've got an awesome Facebook group. You've got a face group, Kristen.
Yes. Yes. We have a fantastic Facebook group over there. Tons of people. A lot of new people joining all the time. And if you are a member there, please make sure if you have ideas or questions you would like us to discuss on Dining at Disney, put them in there. Because that's one of the things we've been doing. And last week we talked about each of the parks and our top table service and top quick service and table service. Yes.
Yes.
At each of the parks, include Walt Disney World as well as Disneyland.
Absolutely.
So if you missed that, you can catch that on Anchor, just absolutely. Like this show.
It's like Dining at Disney. Please check it out. And once again, folks, this show is made possible by people like you, like listeners and supporters like Lindsay. Thank you for being our one of our top supporters. Not only can you like, share, and subscribe to the show, but you can also book your trip to the Disney parks, Universal, all cruise lines when they get back online, because they will be getting online soon for 2022. Kristen is your gal. Kristen, where can they book their next Disney trip? And not just send you just whack emails because they think you're Disney, but also actually have you book a trip, like a legit trip.
Yes, they can do that by contacting me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And all my services are free. It costs you nothing.
Yes, just book. Just book with Kristen, because then she'll be able to lend you her expertise. Not only has she been a world traveler, been to different countries, you know, much like myself, Kristen and I, we're international travelers. We love it. We love what we do. And we'd love to help you. She would love to help you. So book with her. Another thing you can do is check out our sister show, not only Dining at Disney, but also Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave Bosser. And like I said, we had this week an amazing, amazing guest celebrating women in animation with Christy Maltese. She is an art director for Disney and DreamWorks. She's done all kinds of animated films, including Kristen's favorite, Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, Little Mermaid, just to name a few. All kinds of special projects, and she is absolutely a gem. What a wonderful human being. And she's a background animator. Amazing, amazing. So please check out Skull Rock Podcast, your favorite podcast platform, including iHeartRadio. You can also check me out, AljohnGo, on Instagram. And check out the Disney List on demand at thedisneylist.com and your favorite podcast platform and at Sorcerer Radio. All this music all day long at srsounds.com. Kristen, we have some more friends to thank.
Yes, make sure you check out our friends. WDW Park Hoppers is Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John. Talk about all things Walt Disney World on their podcast. And then also Disney Parks Podcast. You can check out Tony and John as they talk about all of the Disney parks and park news.
I love it. Joan says in the chat, Kristen, I hope you're recovering.
Yes.
Kristen took
slowly,
a nasty.
I'm still bruised and it's still sore, but I can sit with my weight on my leg in the chair. So I'm not sitting there like this going, you know, yeah, that would not have worked for the show.
No, it's great. So thank you for your concern, Joan. She appreciates it. Hey, thank you for tuning into the show. My name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon. Until next time.
This is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Music provided by Replay Heroes. Check them out on Facebook.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.